CP1. Walk according to the Spirit in the daily living and serve in the coordination to reach the building up of the body of Christ. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him. A. As we have received Christ, we should walk in Him. To walk in Him is to live, to act, to behave, and have our being in Christ, so that we may enjoy His riches. Just as the children of Israel lived in the good land, enjoy all its riches produce. B. The good land today is Christ as all-inclusive Spirit who dwells in our spirit to be our enjoyment. C. To walk according to the Spirit and by the Spirit is a central and crucial point in the New Testament. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. According to the context of Galatians 5, the Spirit must be the Holy Spirit, who dwells in and mingles with our regenerated spirit. To walk by the Spirit, to have our walk regulated by the Holy Spirit from within our spirit. In contrast, to have our walk regulated by the law in the realm of the flesh. The Greek word for walk denotes the general walk in our living. The requirements that we must fulfill in order that the law of the Spirit of life, which has already been installed in us, may work are 1. To walk according to the Spirit, 2. To mind the things of the Spirit, to set the mind on the Spirit, 3. To put to death by the Spirit the practice of the body, 4. To be led by the Spirit, the Son of God, 5. To cry to the Father in the spirit of sonship, 6. To witness that we are the children of God, and 7. To groan for the full sonship, the redemption of our body. Roman numeral 5. In order to possess and walk in all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we need to see that the presence of the Lord means everything to us in both our life in the Lord and our work in the Lord. In Exodus 33:12-17, Moses bargained with God for His presence to go with him and with God's people. God responded by saying, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Roman numeral 6. In order to possess and walk in the all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we need to live and serve in the reality of the priesthood by having much and through prayers in our life and service. Applications to business persons, graduate students. Testimony. It testifies that 1. Walking according to the Spirit. 2. Remaining in the presence of God. And 3. Serving in the priesthood are all related and strengthen each other, especially 3. The service in the coordination of the body, which is for the goal of the building up of the body. Strengths. 1. Walking according to the Spirit. And 2. Remaining in the presence of God. And thus, as a result, strengthens 3. The service of the building. I have learned from reading the life studies of 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians that the believers' experience of Christ were for the building of the church. I felt the need to become pattern, especially as I began walking as a business person. The problem was that because of the small number of the pardons. Working brothers and sisters did not know how, in practice, to experience Christians, their workplace and in their church life. Especially in Japan, where the Christians' population is extremely small, I was so aware of the lack of strong testimonies like those of the saints or the church in Taiwan. I left full-time service at the age of 30 and began working, but I had a sense that the local churches in Japan at the time needed the pattern of serving as a business person rather than the full-time service. I aspired to be the pattern to encourage the working brothers and sisters who are a waste of the church life. In my life at work, I often felt weak, but I remembered to be a pattern, call on the name of the Lord, and exercise my spirit and pray. I must become the pattern business person or the building. I am not sure how to do this, but you know how. I supply me everything I need to become an overcoming business person. Many times I prayed these prayers. At one point, in the midst of my weakness, I prayed this prayer with all my faith. At first, the sense of despair was not very strong. When I prayed, but as I prayed again and again, the need and burden to be the pattern grew in the spirit. The Lord healed my prayer, and little by little, I then began to learn to act according to the spirit in handling things and in dealing with my boss and co-workers. Then moving further forward, the working environment became a good one. I learned to deal with the various people, things and matters according to the Spirit. With this experience of Christ, I encouraged saints in the church, especially those who are out working. At the same time, my salary increased because I was able to experience Christ and significantly improve my performance at the company. And I gave glory to the Lord and trained myself to give more. If I left him, I would be just a man of flesh. So I became a cautious of leaving him and trained myself to immediately thank him every time he gave me a pay raise. Otherwise, I would have cast aside the Lord's blessing, for there was a whisper inside that was high-minded and made me feel as if I were good. I prayed, Lord Jesus, it is so easy for me to be separated from the Spirit, seduced and exalted by Satan in my soul, and become a prey of Satan by the devil. I train myself to thank you continually. 1 Peter 5:5. And all of you, gird yourself with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 8. Be sober, watch your adversary. The devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking someone to devour. I have found that it is important to deal with the flesh, in order to walk according to the Spirit.